Guayando. Y ahora que la cosa se va a poner buena aquí.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get at us on the chat on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. We stream there live 4 hours every single day, 10 a.m. to 2. And I got some clips up there for you as well. Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tomorrow. They are practicing. I believe they're probably wrapping up as we speak. I think they were practicing at 11 today.
Are they on the road?
No, I think they are leaving.
Aruba? I think
they're leaving today.
What do you think? They're leaving Fiji? Is that where they're?
No, I think they're leaving for North Carolina tonight. No, I think
they practice. Okay. Because you know how they do. You know, they just go ahead and hit the Bahamas for no reason.
Let's see. It says Adam Lichtenstein, who's covering for the Sun Sentinel, over at Heat Practice, on the speakers today, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want to hear after getting blown out by Mickey Mouse.
Probably need to hear some DMX, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What Adam, you really want?
Adam tweets out, Kevin Love was not at practice today. For
DMX!
What? Sorry. Well, I think that was their intro last year for Heat Culture, wasn't it, DMX?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Now they're coming into Mr. BMX, Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to. Is that a tune?
What are we doing?
One of their favorite rappers, DNB.
That's a point. That's a point, dude. That's a point.
Point for Tom!
Let's see. Adam tweets out, Kevin Love was not at Heat practice today due to personal reasons. He missed the opener. It is not decided if he will travel with the team to Charlotte for their game tomorrow. So wish everything is going okay with Kevin Love and everything with him. Kalel Ware missed practice and will not travel due to a stomach illness.
Oh my goodness. Dude, okay.
I'll take that though. Not a soft tissue injury, you know, not a broken bone. He just got the bubble. He got the bubble guts.
Dude, wait. We can't complain about guys not playing back to backs, and then we got somebody with bubble guts staying home.
You know, he's a rookie, and it was his first post game meal. Maybe he wasn't used to that.
No, here's the deal. You know what they said?
That's right.
You're probably not going to play anyway. Just stay home.
Why does Spo
play the rookies?
I know. Well, they don't play. No.
Wait.
Rookies, but like it's almost like Spo's got an amusement park.
You're over 6'10".
I was going to say 6'6". That's the limit. 6'6".
Why is that?
I don't know.
We had this come when we were at media day. The whole conversation was Tobin. I can't believe how young and how lengthy they got just in one offseason.
I know.
And guess what? I look on the court, little people.
Well, here's the thing. I watch Kalel, and the kid is very talented, right? But he, you know how like people said, oh, he's got a motor issue. I don't think that's it. I think he's just got a glide to him, you know? Like he doesn't look like he's busting his ass. But there's just something about like no one can contain him when they defend him. And then he'll get like these monster dunks, but he's just got a casualness to him.
But here's the deal. On one hand, Pat Riley will tell you, I'm not sitting around waiting for this to happen. You know, this is it.
Right.
And then on the other hand, you take all the people who can contribute and go, we're not playing them.
Especially when.
So what is it?
Like, respectfully, we're playing Thomas Bryant. And it's like, that's what we're stopping development for? I don't know. What do I know? I'm not one of the best coaches of all time.
I'm not either. But we had these conversations. This is the conversation. This is the thing that had us all excited and warm and fuzzy was that look at the link. Look at Nico. Look at Kalel. Look at, like, Jaime Jaquez. Like, the three young fellas. Length. Speed. You know, energy.
I don't know.
And one of them's got the bubble guts.
Josh Christopher and Josh Richardson practice, so that's good. Seems like Jay Rich is getting healthy.
Great.
I know it's going to be happy for Marcos because now he doesn't have to see Drew Smith.
To take somebody off the court and get shorter.
No, that's fine, though. You know,
Jay Rich does have wingspan.
Good defense. Good defender. Can't find that out of bounce line. But good defender, I tell you what.
That was a thing. Oh,
is this not frustrating? Am I the only
it's one? Very frustrating. No. It is.
And granted, 100% and let me be clear. I don't know what the reasons are, which makes it even more frustrating. Because I see the guy in the preseason, and I saw him during the summer, and I'm thinking, this guy is going to be a contributor.
Me too.
And now he's sitting next to UD.
Okay, one minus one.
What?
Two.
Minus one for Sass.
You were trying to do a thing. And second of all, UD wasn't, he doesn't sit there anymore. Okay, when he is there, he sits
wherever he is, he can sit next to him because he ain't playing.
Can I put you in a good mood?
Sure.
Did you see what got finally put up yesterday?
Wait, what?
Did you see what finally got put up yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how many years has this been? Two mayors and
about four.
It's the same mayor. It's the same mayor. But yesterday, the Miami Heat tweeted out, finally, they have put up the street signs for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Finally, the Miami Heat have put up the signs for Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Gooseys.
And as Leroy pointed out, yes, it only took 4 years. It only took 4 years.
Only 4 years.
From the official declaration of it, it really took 7-ish years from the time we started the movement.
All I know is when the COVID mayor came into our office.
Yeah.
Don't call him that. That's not his name.
Well, I mean.
Soon as he left our building, he had COVID.
Patience. We don't know that he gave the building COVID.
Well, we don't know.
And we don't know that
he. We don't know.
We also don't know if he had COVID when he was there because he was at like a function with like ambassadors.
We don't know. Come
on. I'm going to say this.
Amber Wilson was very mad at us.
We did not know. Right?
Remember how panicked Galen got because Robbie thought he might have been near somebody who could have gotten COVID?
Right. He shut down the station.
Shut it down.
He really did.
But anyway, Dwayne Wade is getting his statue unveiled on Sunday at a ceremony. I believe it's 5 o'clock at the Kaseya Center.
Hey, so let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
It took Dallas 12 minutes.
2 seconds.
And they had a parade.
Yep.
And paraded him underneath the street sign.
Yep.
7 years later.
Well, it's done, though. It's finally up there.
It's done. Better late than never.
Better late than never, Leroy. Exactly. And I'm happy for
the signs of a statue went up before something you already agreed to went up.
I'm very happy for D-Wade. D-Wade is in town all week. He was at the Pat Riley thing. Did you see what he did yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He and Bam opened up a new court in one of their communities. So he did like this whole thing about, you know, kind of passing all the community work over to Bam Adebayo. He did it with Bam's foundation. And Mayor Suarez was there. So he probably is like, hey, got it up.
Of course he went, huh?
Pretty unique timing, I must say.
Yeah.
7 years for something that took 7 minutes to put up.
You know what I think of when I think of politicians?
What?
And his name?
Oh, Dwayne,
the greatest.
Jones.
Gotta be there. He's gotta calm. Be there.
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
End of the year. In the background. Dwayne!
Who is Wade Jones?
Hey, Dade South, that's not necessary.
Wade Jones.
Dade South just tweeted out,
are you not amazed?
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Dwayne Wade Boulevard officially up there. Yeah. It's the crossing street at Biscayne Boulevard, the Northeast 7th Street. Right past that that parking lot where they really foist you. I mean, they'll charge you a pretty penny.
Wow. Hey, it changes by the hour.
You can do what I did.
Hmm?
Pick a parking lot that is cheaper
Oh yeah, yeah. Pay for a parking in Louisiana instead.
No, I paid for parking in Minnesota.
Oh, that's what it was.
Let me tell you, that area is gone within seconds. Okay, so you can't even do that during game day.
No, I go, Chafing, why'd you pay so much for parking? I paid like $5.
No, you paid like pennies compared to me.
Yeah, and she goes, wait a minute, that's Minnesota.
That like, would happen too.
Same name.
It's really obvious that the Dwayne Wade statue is going to be, it's going to be on some like marble, this is the, some marble just scorer's right table, and he's going to say, this is my house. Because who literally has the statue that says, this is my house, and you can put it at the arena? Mm. It's right. So, like, Terry Rozier and Bam said that this, Terry Rozier gave us a wink.
Yeah.
But like, if it was, I don't even know what second choice would be. Unless you also have to sculpt out a giant Anderson Varejao with him dunking on him.
I'd make
maybe it could, like, if it was going to be, what was second choice? Him maybe throwing the ball up at Dallas?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
The three to win a game against, who was that?
Golden State. Oh, man. Where he, like,
well, that's kind of similar. That was like the sequel. Like, he did the same thing, except instead of this,
it took him two times.
He pounded his chest.
Oh, no. Remember the time when he had the triple-double the last game and he tried to jump on that table?
Yeah, he goes, that was tragic.
That hurt. I know it hurt.
That hurt.
It was very loud.
Dude, he wasn't. And how about the fact that he played the next game and he really wasn't supposed to play? And he got a triple double to end the career. He gave the pass to UD. But he's right. The one Leroy's referring to is the Sixers game where Jimmy was at. And yeah, he has that last game, the Heat win, and he jumps up on the table and misses.
Oh, yeah. That could have been.
Oof. And like really hurt himself bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Played it off well, though.
But here's the deal. Like, no knock on D-Wade. That's what old looks like. Like, your mind thinks you could keep doing it.
He probably could have done it another year. He could have pushed it if he wanted to. But
if he wanted to, but it gets
he
to
got out. He got out at the right time.
It gets to the point where, and it was the same thing for me, when I realized that camp was in 2 weeks and I was still limping, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Oh, I got another statue idea.
And I probably had one of my better seasons my last year. So it's crazy. So, like, it wasn't a situation where I was limping on into the next year. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Dade South says marble? I picture that, like, I know he's going to be like brass, like what's with the sculptures, but is he like the table has to be marble? Hey, yeah.
You mean bronze?
Bronze, brass, they don't whatever.
Brass.
Bronze, I'm sorry. Am I a sculptor? I don't know. What an idiot this guy.
You know how expensive that would be?
What a dummy.
I saw that they're gonna like let you speak to the sculptors at the media session on Sunday, and I'm like, that guy's gotta be wearing a fancy hat, yeah. Like the
Oh, like a Kango?
Like who's still
a Kango with one of them little skinny things?
That's where your head went.
Oh, it was immediately. Like, I think there's two of them.
And he's French? Does he have to be French?
I can find. Probably shouldn't judge off of name, but we're gonna do that.
What about
how many times have we called somebody an intangible?
True. What about
now all of a sudden we go get some get right?
If not that this is my house, what about the pregame ritual through the hoop?
Just hanging on the hoop.
Yeah, just like putting his head.
Oh, like pulling. That's kind of cool. That would be cool.
I still think it'll be that.
It's definitely going to be this is my house.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, I would be disappointed if it wasn't this is my house.
Yeah,
true.
Let's see.
Dr. Bob said, I knew a scope. He wore barrettes.
It says the Rotblat Armani Studio Sculptors.
Oh, Omri, no, if you can't say it, it's definitely,
Omri, Armani, and Oscar Leon.
Oh, they got fancy names, just like they should be carving up some stuff.
You better nail that sculpt. Nobody wants a Ronaldo situation.
And you know they're gonna have like they're gonna all have like slim fit suits with
gonna be able to.
You ever notice anybody ever seen a thick artist? They're always very skinny.
I mean,
there you go again, trying to shame someone.
I'm not shaming them.
They don't call them well-fed artists. They're starving artists.
Point for Tobin.
Just see yourself out.
No, because you set him up for that, Leroy. You should give yourself a minus one.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Somebody just said Oscar Leone is the name of my Cuban mechanic.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If that he might be a local.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What about this pose?
Ooh, when he puts the champagne on his knees, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is nice. Iconic. But first,
that was a great moment.
Although, I got to tell you, those gold shoes look nice.
You know, this whole time, I thought he was putting champagne into, like, the cap of the champagne bottle, trying to pour a shot.
What? trying to get every little drop.
Every drop counts.
I didn't realize it was right on his knee.
He was pouring champagne on his knees. He was dead.
I was like, why is he pouring a little baby shot?
But ergo, why they went to the maintenance program the next year.
Because he thought pouring champagne on his knee was going to fix it.
Sheesh. Take a break. Congrats to D-Wade. Lots more to get into here on the show. Back after this.